Sorry, I'm so sorry.
So, welcome, Victoria Coe.
Thank you. Ready to have fun? I am so excited to be here. In case you couldn't tell, this is my first time at the Boston Book Festival as a presenter. I have been here as a participant, just like you, many times. I am Victoria J. Coe. I'm local to the Boston area. I grew up in Duxbury, and I created this character, Fenway, who is a dog, and he is currently the star of 8 books. Do you guys know how to do this? If you think something is the same as what I say, do you guys know how to do that? Let's all try it. So if I say I'm excited to be at the Boston Book Festival, you guys go like this so I will know that you're excited too. How's that? Okay. Tell me, everybody, do you like dogs? Do you have a dog? Did you used to have a dog? Do you wish you had a dog? Well, I used to have a dog for a long, long time, and his name was Kipper. And let me tell you something, everybody. Kipper was a very bad boy. He was the worst dog ever. And I say that with all the love in my heart because we loved Kipper. He was a part of our family. But Kipper never behaved. He never listened. He never did the right thing. And he always did the wrong thing. Well, we went to dog training classes. And we even had a dog trainer come to our house that we worked with one-on-one. And I read books about dogs. I learned how do dogs think, how do dogs understand, how do dogs communicate. But none of it ever helped Kipper. Kipper never improved. He never got better. But I became an expert on dogs. And that was how I got the idea to create the character Fenway. So I want to ask you guys some questions. Some of the things I had to think about when I was learning about dogs. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, raise your hand if you can tell me something that is different between dogs and people. What is something that's different? What is different between dogs and people? Dogs and cats are different. What is different between dogs and people?
Dogs have 4 legs and people only have 2.
Yes, that is one of the biggest differences. Dogs have 4 legs and they stand on 4 legs most of the time, don't they? That is so different from us. You know what? I think that's why dogs like to run so much, is because they have 4 legs. Tell me something else that's different between dogs and people. Raise your hand if you can think of one thing that's different between dogs and people. Ready? What's different? They have tails. Dogs have tails and we do not. That's one of the biggest differences. Do you know what dogs use their tails for? Raise your hand if you know. What do dogs use their tails for?
Wagging.
For wagging. And wagging tells us if the dog is excited, right? Right? Dogs use their tails to tell us how they're feeling and also to communicate with each other. Now tell me something that's the same. What is the same about dogs and people? What is the same? How are dogs and people the same? That's right. Dogs have bigger ears. And that's also so they can hear very well, right? Dogs have excellent hearing. What else is the same about dogs and people? People have eyes and dogs have eyes, right? Tell me one more thing that's the same. What is the same?
Dogs can also bite.
They can bite and people can bite. Very good. Excellent. One thing that I've often thought about that's the same between people and dogs is that dogs have feelings, right? Do dogs have feelings? Do people have feelings?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you can tell me what's the most important feeling. What is the most important feeling of all? Yes. That's right. Dogs can get mad and people can get mad. What is the most important feeling of all? What is the most important feeling of all?
Happiness.
Happiness. It's like happiness, but I'm looking for the answer. Love. Isn't love the most important feeling?
Yes.
Can dogs feel love?
Yes.
Yes. And can people feel love? So those were some of the things I had to think about when I was creating my character, Fenway, but that's not the whole thing. I also had to use my imagination to know what it feels like to be a dog. Do you guys want to do that with me right now? I would like to show, have you guys experience it. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. All right, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody show me if you were a dog, how would you jump? Come on, do it. Come on, everybody. Jump. Jump. Okay, now if you were a dog, show me how you would hang out your tongue and pant. Let's see those tongues. Okay, now if you were a dog, show me how you would ask your people when you wanted something. Would you go like this? Would you do that? And now we're going to do the tail wagging. Where's my tail wagging friend? Okay, everybody, if you were a dog, show me how you would wag that tail. Ready? Let's do it. Everybody wag your tail. Wag, 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 wag. All right, give yourselves a big hand. You did an excellent job. So now you can sit down, and now you know what it's like to use your imagination and be a dog. So I created the character Fenway, like I said. And these are the first four Fenway books. And these are the new Fenway books. There are four of them. And I think all of you can tell that they have pictures, really awesome pictures. These books have illustrations, which were done by the fabulous Joanne Lou Vreithoff. And this is a new series where Fenway, in every book, Fenway wants something. But there are other characters who don't want Fenway to get what he wants. And guess who those other characters are? Squirrels! They're squirrels! Are squirrels evil, everybody? Yes! Squirrels are evil. Now, in this book, this is the new book. It's called Fenway and the Great Escape. And in this book, Fenway has a girl. Fenway has a girl, and her name is Hattie. And Fenway and Hattie go on a hike. And Fenway does not want to be on the leash. What do you think might happen if Fenway gets off the leash? What do you think might happen? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. What might happen if he's off the leash? He might run away. And remember who I told you the bad guys are? The squirrels. What do you think might happen? Oh, I don't know and I can't tell you. But do you guys want me to read a little bit of the book?
Yeah.
Who wants to hear the book?
Me.
We all do. Okay, I'm going to do my best to show everybody the pictures. How much time do we have?
I actually know how you can show the pictures.
Thank you, honey. Would you like to be my helper? Okay. Very good idea. Thank you, sir. So we have time. We're going to read the first chapter. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who's got their listening ears on? You got your listening ears on? Okay. The first chapter is called The Hike. Want to know what's fun? Hiking in the forest with Hattie and Fetch Man. Fetch Man is Hattie's dad, in case you guys didn't know. And here's some great news. I'm going on a hike today. As soon as I see my short human Hattie, I put her feet into her tie-up boots. Fetch Man does too. Then they fill their backpacks with water bottles and trail mix. Water bottles and trail mix, everybody. Water bottles and a trail mix. Do you like the pictures? 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 She's drinking water. It seems like forever before Hattie grabs my leash and we pile into the car. I'm so ready for our hike. When we get out of the car, I point my snout in the air. I take in the scents of dirt and pine trees and bug spray. Hooray, we're in the forest! I love hiking in the forest. There's a trail that goes up hills and down hills. The ground is covered with soft pine needles, and the air is full of sounds like rustling leaves, singing birds, and sometimes other dogs off in the distance. I can hardly wait to start our hike. I leap and spin. Hattie sips from her water bottle. Fetch Man bends over to tie his boot. They don't seem to be in any hurry at all. I wish I didn't have to wait for them. Hurry up, Hattie! Hurry up, Fetch Man, I call. I lead them as close to the trail as my short leash will stretch. Let's start our hike. After Hattie fiddles with her backpack and Fetch Man puts on his cap, they begin walking. My tail wags out of control. We're finally heading into the forest. I guide Hattie and Fetch Man along, my tail high and proud. My ears are perked. It's my job to protect Hattie from wild animals like squirrels. And lucky for her, I'm a professional. Right now, the forest is peaceful. Branches sway in the breeze. And birds tweet a happy song. I know that could change at any moment. A sneaky squirrel might come scampering toward my Hattie. I have to be ready to save her. Since she's just on the other end of the leash, I'm here to protect her. A squirrel would have to be nuts to mess with a dog like me. Even so, it's a good idea to send out a warning. Leave my short human alone, squirrels, I call out. As we walk farther along the trail, I don't hear any squirrels chippering or chattering or squawking. Did my barking scare them off? Or are they quietly getting ready to strike? Want to see the pictures? Who wants to see the pictures? Do you want to see?
Me.
You see the pictures? Aren't they awesome? Right? You like the pictures?
I don't see any.
Do you like them? Yeah, well, that's because Fenway scared them off, right? Wow. Do you like the pictures? We climb up a hill. We clomp down the other side. Hiking is fun, but there's no time to relax. I have a job to do. Around a turn, we come to a clearing where I hear noises. My tail goes wild. Those noises belong to dogs, lots of dogs. I romp into the clearing. Hattie's right on my tail. Fenway, she cries. When we get deeper into the clearing, my tail goes even wilder. Up ahead, I see a group of dogs playing chase without me. That was chapter one, everybody. Who liked it? Who liked chapter one? Did you like chapter one? Did you like chapter one? Do we have time to read chapter two? We have time. Who wants to hear chapter two?
Me!
Chapter two is called Freedom. Freedom. What could possibly happen? Wait for me, everybody, I call out to the other dogs. I'll be right over. The other dogs are having so much fun, they don't even notice me. I try to race to them, but thanks to my leash, I don't get very far. You can't catch me, a golden doodle taunts the others. He leaps over a rock. Wow-wee, he's speedy. That's what you think, cries a pug. She makes a sharp turn and heads the doodle off. He pivots and goes the other way. A brown dog with short hair speeds after him. I'm going to get you first. Oh, I let out a whimper. Those other dogs are having so much fun without me. I can't just stand here and watch. I turn around. I've got a great idea, Hattie. I bark, let's go over there to the other dogs. Hattie responds by trying to steer me back to the trail where Fetchman is waiting. This way, Fenway, she mutters. Who wants to see the picture? 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 Do you like it? Do you like the picture? Do you like the picture? Do you like the picture? Do you like that? Hey, Lisa. Do you like the pictures? Oh, those are my jokes. Do you guys want to hear my jokes? You have to wait till the end, okay? All right. I gaze up at Hattie with my saddest face. Come on, I whine. Don't you want me to have fun? But Hattie keeps walking. She might not get how important this is. What's wrong with her? I try not to watch those dogs and their game. I try not to listen, but I can't help seeing the pug nearly catch the doodle, who darts away at the last second. Ha, I'll get you next time, the pug calls. And that's when I notice something big. The other dogs are running around without leashes. I gaze up at mine. Suddenly, I realize that Hattie is not the problem. The leash is. I need to get rid of it. If I didn't have this leash, I could run off and join those other dogs. Hattie and Fetchman could keep on hiking, and I could catch up to them whatever I want. It's the best idea ever. I sneer at the leash. I open my jaws. I clamp my teeth down and give it a big chomp. Fenway, Hattie scolds. She sounds like Food Lady when she uses her "you're in trouble" voice. I let the leash go, my tail drooping. What did I do? Come, she says. She continues marching to the trail and Fetchman. I have to try harder. I growl at the leash. I bite into it. I pull with all my might. Hattie points a finger at me. No tug of war, she snaps. If she thinks I'm playing the tug of war game, then she must remember that I always win. I dig in my hind legs. I pull and pull and pull. A few moments later, I see Fetchman talking to Hattie. I can't tell what he's saying, but Hattie tilts her head and nods. She gives me a warning glance, and I notice a sparkle in her eye. Who wants to see the picture?
Me.
Do you want to see the pictures?
Me.
Do you like the pictures?
Cool.
How about you? Do you want to see the pictures? Do you want to see the pictures? Do you see? Do you guys like the pictures? You see the pictures? Are you ready for the pictures? All right. My tail springs up. I know that look. She's about to give in. I knew she would. Fenway, sit. She commands. After another peek over at the romping dogs, I drop to the ground. Hattie's reaching for my collar and the leash. I wait for the sound, click, and I take off. What? What? Look at his face. What do you think he's gonna do?
Run away.
You think he's gonna run all over the forest, try to find those romping dogs to play with? Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Look at his face. He is ready. He is ready to go. You already saw, right? He takes off. Oh, that's the end of chapter 2. That was the end of chapter 2. What did you think, everybody? There are 10 chapters in this book. So how much? We have 10 minutes left. Do you guys want to, okay, this is fan participation. Okay, you ready? Do you want to ask questions and talk about dogs or Fenway or books? Or do you want to hear chapter 3?
Chapter 3.
Anybody else? You guys all want chapter 3? You want chapter 3? Yes? Did we hear it for chapter? Let's hear it for chapter 3! Okay, guess what the name of chapter 3 is? Treats. Treats. Raise your hand if you like treats. I love treats. Whoopee! I'm free! I race deeper into the clearing. I'm speeding toward those other dogs. I'm so excited! But as I leap over a big stick, a strong odor stops me in my track. Sniff, sniff. Squirrels! Nose to the ground, I follow the scent to a big tree. Its roots are covered with moss and the horrible stench of rodent. I must investigate. Picture, picture time. Picture time. Picture time. Who wants to see the pictures? Do you want to see the pictures? Picture time. Do you want to see the pictures? Pictures. Who wants to see the picture? Do you see the picture? Ready? You want to see the pictures? Okay. I'm so busy sniffing, I almost don't hear Hattie calling. Fenway! Oh, Fenway! She sings in her sweet voice. When I whip around, I see her holding out her hand like she wants me to come get something yummy. Yippee! That can only be one thing. My tail shoots up and I romp over. I'm so hungry! I bark, give me that treat. As soon as I get to Hattie, I sink onto my bum. I smack my chops. I gaze up at her in that cute way that she likes. Hattie opens her hand and plunk! The treat drops into my mouth. Chomp. Yeah, who was that ever tasty? Was that ever tasty? Who likes tasty treats? Do you like tasty treats? Do dogs like tasty treats? Yes, they do. Do you want to see the picture of them eating the tasty treat? Do you want to see the picture? Eating the tasty treats. Eating tasty treats. Look at the picture. Look at the pictures. Eating tasty treats. Hattie pats my head. Good job, she says. Fetch man smiles. Aw, shucks. They're probably glad I'm still on guard. I'm still on guard against the squirrels. Don't worry, Hattie, I bark. Even though I can go wherever I want, I'm always on alert. As she's scratching my back, the brown dog's yips reach my ears. I'm gonna get you, he calls to the others. I spin around, my tail going nuts. I almost forgot that I haven't joined the fun. Hold on, everybody, I cry, rushing toward them. I'm coming! Up ahead, the golden doodle and the pug are romping in circles. The brown dog darts back and forth like he can't decide which one to chase. I can't wait to play the game. My legs are flying. I am almost there. But a step or two later, that strong odor hits my nose again. More squirrels. I track that smell to another tree. Its trunk reeks of rodent. Those squirrels are nearby, and they're probably ready to attack. I have to protect my short human. I'm following their scent partway back to the clearing when I hear Hattie calling again. Fenway! Oh, Fenway! She sings. Her voice is even sweeter this time. Her timing is terrible, but I can't say no to that tasty snack. I spy Hattie and Fetchman at the other end of the clearing. I gallop over, my tail swishing. I'm so ready for that treat, I bark. Picture time. Picture time. He is ready for that tasty snack. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Tasty snack. Tasty snack. All right. When I get to them, I plop down in the pine needles. That morsel is in my mouth. A second later, yum! The same thing happens again and again. Hattie must be awfully happy I'm keeping her safe because she gives me treat after treat. Every time I come back for the snack, she pats my head and tells me what a good job I'm doing. How awesome is that? By the time we're out of the clearing and back on the trail, I've eaten more treats than I can count, and the other dogs are nowhere in sight. That was chapter 3, everybody. How did you like it? Anybody have any ideas on what might happen next? Nobody? Do you think Fenway might get lost?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't want to spoil the story, but I will tell you that it's happy. It's a very happy story. All of my stories are happy. Do you like happy stories? Do you like funny stories?
Yeah.
Do you like fun stories? Do you like stories with a lot of energy? Yes. Well, I want to tell everybody that we have 5 minutes left. Who wants to ask a question? So any, even the grown-ups, would you like to ask a question? Yes, Mrs. Rogers, would you like to ask a question? How did I decide to name the dog Fenway? Does anyone have a guess? Well, I will tell you that I named Fenway after Fenway Park, the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball and home to the Boston Red Sox. Did you know that Fenway Park is over 100 years old? So I thought that would be a great name for my character because, let's face it, that name is not going anywhere. What a great question, Mrs. Rogers. Did you guys know Mrs. Rogers is going to be presenting like a couple of slots after me? At 1:45, so stick around. Does anyone else have a question before I tell you about the rest of the books? No? Okay. So as I mentioned, there are 4 Fenway and Hattie books. These books are a little bit older, and they do not have any pictures in them, except for like some little tiny ones. Thank you so much for helping. There are 4 books in that series, and this series also has 4 books, and they are all available in hardcover and paperback and audiobook, voiced by the incredible Tara Sands, who is a Pokemon actor. Anybody here like Pokemon? Some people do. So the first book in the series, you don't have to read them in order. The first book is called Fenway and the Bone Thieves. I wonder who are the thieves. I bet you can figure it out. Fenway and the Frisbee Trick. I can't tell you what the Frisbee Trick is because it's a surprise at the end. Fenway and the Loudmouth Bird. Who knows that some birds can talk? Some birds can talk. Isn't that amazing? This book, Fenway and the Loudmouth Bird, is available right outside the door from Porter Square Books, which I will be signing right after this. And the brand new book, which just came out 10 days ago, or 11 days ago, Fenway and the Great Escape, which you just heard the first 3 chapters of. So this book and this book are both available from Porter Square Books right outside, and I will be signing in less than 2 minutes. So if anybody is interested, you can see me outside. And thank you for coming, everybody. You are an amazing audience. Tell me, did you have fun? Did you have fun?